You will hear a talk on different attitudes of different age groups. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 31 to 40.
We've been looking at differences in attitudes of members of different generations, and we're now going to consider the economic discrepancies between different age groups. This means the different attitudes they may display with regards to money management. Traditionally, in many cultures, older generations, let's say the 45 and above age group, have attached a great deal of value to saving money and also establishing security through buying their own home. According to economist Simon Felder, priorities are changing regarding both of these aspects for younger age groups, in that they have been less important issues. We'll look at saving and house buying individually. First of all, let's consider home ownership. Firstly, in countries such as the UK, while younger people may still have the desire to buy their own home, many under 30-year-olds are actually unable to do so due to increasing house prices. In many major cities in the UK, public sector workers such as teachers or nurses are excluded from the property market due to economic pressures. There has also been a relatively recent trend for individuals with a higher than average disposable income to purchase two or more properties, one for their own use and the additional houses as investments which they rent out to tenants. This has also added pressure for first-time buyers as general property prices have increased as a result. Many younger people now need to remain in shared rental property or continue to live with their parents, as they find it impossible to buy their own home. People are also tending nowadays to settle into romantic relationship later in life, many people not opting to marry until their mid-30s. Single people dependent on only one income often find it even more difficult to raise adequate finances to buy their own home. In response to the increased challenges in the housing market, some young professional people are now opting to invest in property with a friend, or even a like-minded acquaintance who also wishes to buy their first home, but is single and cannot afford the cost of a mortgage on their own. Let's move on now to the other point we raised earlier, that of saving money. Many sociologists believe that attitudes regarding long-term planning versus the desire to obtain immediate gratification, that is, the wish to have everything now, vary quite dramatically in older and younger generations. According to Anne Hartwell, a prominent social scientist, the baby boomer generation, those born between 1945 and 1964, tend to retain the traditional values of saving and moderation with regards to expenditure, whereas younger generations of today have a tendency to spend money in the present, thinking less about the consequences of the future. Many educators believe that education about money management and long-term planning is vital for the youth of today. It is unrealistic to expect young people to act responsibly regarding their spending if little is done to ensure they have the basic skills to manage their own budget. While many subjects are taught in school, very few educational institutions offer an insight into skills that will assist pupils with coping with real life once they enter the world of work. For many young people, saving money is extremely difficult. As the cost of living rises, a high percentage of the population struggle to meet the costs of day-to-day life. Anne Hartwell believes that banks, building societies, and other such financial institutions offer additional support in helping their customers manage their finances so that fewer people fall into debt.
That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS listening test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.